This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're waking up with the Wolf. It's Dale O'Brien, Corey and Chase. It's 7:13, sunny today, and 39. The average bad date lasts?
An hour.
You say an hour. You say?
I would probably say about 30 minutes to an hour.
1.4 hours. How do you get out of it that fast?
1.4.
You're already
if
out.
If it's bad enough, then you get out of it with maybe tossing a drink in somebody's face and just walking out.
Oh, really? So we're talking real
if
bad.
It's real bad. Or you could just say, look, I have somewhere else I really would rather be. Then you just get up.
What about honesty and just go, you know what? This isn't going well at all. You and I are never going to hit it off. I'd like for you to take me home now.
Yeah.
Straight to the point.
You could.
You know?
I've never been bold enough to do that. I've always just suffered through it.
You waited for the free meal.
All right. We're gonna talk more about the bad date situation. I have more interesting bad date stats coming, but we want to hear your bad date stories. Worst date ever. What was the worst date ever? Some of you will have to think about it. Some of you will have to go, okay, I got to rank them now. What's number one? What's number two? We want number one. Worst bad date ever.
Okay.
How long did it last? How'd you get out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Bad dates. Worst ever. We have been discussing it in here. Everybody's got a story. At least one. Who's up first?
Go ahead, Corey.
Mine, the story I'm going to share isn't necessarily, it's more of an awkward situation. I went on a first date with a guy who came to pick me up, and we went to a restaurant, and all of a sudden, so we got into our meals. He ordered a very large pasta meal, like very large.
So sounds like me.
About halfway through his plate, he excused himself to the restroom, and the next 45 minutes, he was gone. And so I was kind of left at the table like, and this is before smartphones really. And there was just so much, maybe he could have sent me a message or something from the bowels of hell in there. But anyway, he finally returned to the table and there was nowhere to recover from that. He was gone for 45 minutes and I knew that he had just painted the bowl in there. There was no getting past
you
it.
You couldn't get past it.
No, I couldn't get past
just,
it.
Just because the guy had went and took a massive
just a first. This was my first day with the guy. Yeah.
Was this a spicy pasta dish?
Must have been.
It was a spicy, like an Alfredo kind of thing. So, but it was a Cajun spin on it. I don't know.
So you continued the date though. Already on the date. You're already at dinner.
I couldn't finish my meal. The bathrooms. Oh, important factor. The bathrooms were very close proximity to where we were sitting.
don't tell me you could hear things.
I won't tell you that I could hear things.
But you could hear things.
I could hear things.
Oh, no.
This poor guy.
So this guy has to come out and face you.
He had to drive me home.
Now, did you finish dinner, obviously. You couldn't finish your meal, but you got to get a check and get out.
Yeah, I kind of teetered around with my food on the plate.
Just pushed it around.
Yeah, and he was done. Conversation kind of fell off after that, and we call it an early night.
So you just had him take you home?
Yeah.
Did you suggest he take you home?
I think it was a mutual understanding. I think he was way too embarrassed.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I just had to
unleash
here, but 3 feet from her behind a door where she could probably hear what was going on.
So, yeah, I heard what was going on. Look, he's happily married with a family, and he's doing really well. I'm happy
for him.
They
have great plumbing in the house.
Great plumbing.
And now he's going to the bathroom and doing that with the door open.
With the door open, exactly. Right. I wasn't going to be that girl for him, and I think he knew it right away.
You were the bathroom door open,
I was
girl.
Not that girl, uh-uh.
Right. All right, how about you? 680-WOLF, want to hear your bad date story. What's the worst date you ever been on? Worst date ever. Carolina Country, 93.1 The Wolf at 732. Sunny and 39 today. Bad date, 680-WOLF. How about yours? Hello.
Hey, good morning. Oh, I'm wide open trying to navigate these roads to work.
Well, you got a bad date story?
Yes. Well, at the end of the date, I had been recently divorced and I was dating again. And I took this girl home and just didn't really get a good vibe about it. She was sitting on the couch, and my dog, whom I had for a long time, looked up at her, sniffed her, and peed right in front of her and walked away. And I said, dog doesn't like it. You got to go.
Oh.
Yes. All right.
All right. Well, that decided that, didn't it?
Yeah, if a dog don't like you, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Or a bad sign.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye. I've never experienced that.
That's a solid point.
Yeah, I gotta agree with him. Dogs know.
Dogs and kids can get a vibe on people.
In a second. Mm-hmm. Especially children.
Oh, yeah.
Especially kids. Mm-hmm. All right, 7:33, we're talking about bad dates. I may as well just jump in here.
Okay.
This has been a long time ago. So I take this girl, we go out. Again, like this guy just said, bad vibe right out of the gate. Doesn't talk much. Got to pull every word out of him. Been with people like this where you just, no matter what you say, you just cannot pull any conversation out of them. You can give them an open-ended question that would require more than a one-word answer.
It's not a yes, no.
And they can still figure out how to go, no.
What do you do for a living?
No. That is exactly the situation I was in. Okay. So it was a bit of a drive to get to her. So you're trapped in the car anyway.
Ooh.
And it's these awkward, I just can't get it going. I mean, come on. You can talk to me. I can talk all day long, but I need some help here.
Yeah.
Still, the one words, the grunts, the mm-hmms, the uh-uhs. So we get to where we go. We're going to a restaurant. Sitting there, we order. We get to the point where we order. Still, just a more awkward silence. It's just awful. I'm just in my
mind. The waitress asked what she wanted to eat, it was really awkward. She said yes.
Yes.
She's pointing. So my inner voice is just going, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? How do I get out of this now? I've got to get out of this. I'm miserable. It turns out I didn't have to worry about it. She goes, excuses herself to the restroom with a grunt. And in the course of going to the bathroom, had someone pick her up
and
the
left
the restaurant. After we had ordered.
Wow.
What?
So
her food came. How long did it take you to know before she was gone?
Well, at first I thought maybe it was a situation like you were talking about. Gosh. She's got, oh God, she's had an attack of some kind.
Some type of gallbladder situation.
Right. You know, I have a reticulitis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh. So there's that minute where, you know, as a human being, you're worried about the other human being. Is something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just going to find out that someone saw her leave with someone else.
It was her other
date. That's terrible, Dale.
It is terrible.
Look, I don't care how bad of a date it is. You don't do that. That's just not good.
But I think part of you was probably like,
well, you were relieved, but still.
Yes, part of me was. Oh,
hey,
good.
Did you ever talk to this woman again?
No.
Have you seen her since then?
No.
Do you want to?
What's her name? I need to look up this hussy.
But I ate her entree and left.
Thank you. You're like, all right, more for me.
Wow. 7:36, bad date stories. We want to hear yours. Chase is next with his. I'm talking about bad dates. It's Chase's turn, and Corey's decided for him which story he's to tell because he told us the two, and Corey's picked the one.
Uh-huh, this is it.
Yeah, I was young and dumb in high school, and
this was in high school. Okay.
Yes.
I pictured you older.
This was our graduation of high school. Of course, we had the big graduation ceremony out on the football field.
And then everybody's got to go do something after.
Mm-hmm. So afterwards, I can't remember who I originally invited. It was either this girl that I was talking to that lived in Eastern North Carolina. Don't worry about it. And she drove down a ways to see me. At the same time, another girl that in my class that liked me that I invited at the same time, they both showed up at the same time.
So at a graduation party, they both show up.
Correct.
Expecting to spend a little quality time with
Chase.
Correct. So? And so we went to dinner once.
The three of you?
Whoa. The three of you went to dinner together?
With the rest of the graduation group that we went, you know.
Okay, so it was a group situation, so it wasn't necessarily awkward at first.
At first, yes. So one sat to the left, one sat to the right.
Okay, I'm glad you. I need to get a picture of this. All right, go ahead.
And it was awkward.
How long did it take for them to figure out that the other one was on a date?
Oh, they knew right away. Funny thing is now. They both hate me, but they are friends together. They are friends.
That is how it happens.
But they didn't know each other at the time.
Negative.
I'll just suffice it to say, some of my good girlfriends are ones that we both had the same experience with a guy. You meet some of the best women that way, you can kind of unify over a common enemy.
This is fascinating to me. Okay, so elaborate on that just a little bit. So,
but just like if you dated somebody and then you find out you end up talking to his ex and she's like, oh my gosh, yeah, same thing happened to me. Then boom, you guys have an instant bond.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what happened to the two girls that you invited to on a date.
Last time I checked, they still stayed in touch, and this was like a couple.
They
of
were
years
bridesmaids
ago.
At each other's weddings. Gosh,
yeah. So
you did him a favor.
Yeah, you're right. I made friends.
you were a girlfriend matchmaker.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Wow.
Thank you for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They should be thanking me.
All right. Worst dates. We want to hear your stories. 680-WOLF is the number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.